Good morning. I'd like to hammer down the principles we're going to live by in our transformation. I'd like to review the talk yesterday with the salient points, amplify them, explain some things, then move on with a sure bedrock plan for progressing, that we're all agreed and know that we can follow directions as a blueprint beneath us, and we'll all have to adapt to whatever comes along in our own life. There won't be two that are alike. We'll all be doing basically the same thing, but each one will meet different contingencies and adapt to them. There won't be difficult adaptations. When Spirit points the way, it is firm and direct. And you can handle anything that comes along if you are living in the spiritual direction. I think it's ingenious that God's will can live with us, that within our consciousness, the will of God becomes dominant. And though we don't see Him, though we're not aware of where He is, how He maintains that will, as a child of God, you unmistakably have the will of God to guide you. This is one of the miracles of living in the kingdom of God. You're going nowhere, but by following the will of God, you're led through the kingdom of God. And this capacity to say, Father, here I am. I'm perfectly happy that you are willing to lead me. I know nothing about where I'm going, but I'm willing. And then, though you see it not and hear it not at first, there's a feeling that somehow He that commands the universe has taken you in and is permitting you to walk through it with His total guidance, and you're never in doubt. From the first, you're never in doubt. I know the Father is within each of us, and this guidance is precise. It adapts to every contingency. It is so wonderful that you want to stop all along the way and say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. How do I handle this? And the Father, you'll notice, doesn't wait for you to wonder about it. Every situation is handled by the Father the way the Father has to do it. And though you may think, well, I didn't want this to happen this way. I wanted it another way. And you find out in due course that the way that the Father handled it was the way that was required for you to handle the next step and the next step. So now, abandon self-will. I know that's going to be hard for some, because in many teachings we have learned the value of hammering down these points. Repetition isn't what hammers points down in spirit. It's the willingness to follow the flow, to follow the Father, although there are no traffic cups, there are no sheet of directions, You just have an instinct for it, and you find that instinct working to bring you to the proper place at the proper time. When I go into spiritual life, I don't try to force a human being in. The human being cannot make it. For a while he has a few ideas and then he's stuck. There's no place to go. So I decided at the beginning, and you decide at the beginning, even though for many of us this is not a beginning, but we are the Spirit of the Father. He's only going to direct us if we act like the Spirit of the Father, which means the Spirit of the Father is patient and permits the Father to make all decisions. Your personal will, you can throw it out the window now. It has to bring you all the food, the employment, all the requirements of human living. And as you live in the Spirit, you won't need that will. You'll find it will gradually decrease in importance. It will fade away. You might say that the spiritual entity that you are lives on the will of the Father. And if he doesn't, you won't be a spiritual entity very long. You'll be rudely awakened. You live on the will of the Father. That's hard for some of us. We're not used to it. But there's a way of feeling the invisible will. An effortless way, by the way. I am the Spirit. And we start out as the Spirit in the will. We're going to live as the Spirit. I think you will discover that the Father is interested in the student or the son who is willing to put his life in the hands of the Father. And so you will find yourself hanging back a bit or being willing. And if you exhibit certain qualities, the Father will find a way to entrust you with more responsibility. It's all this way, a real close relationship. And the Father feels your purpose and your direction. There's less of you, and you must make up your mind that you're not going to stand there like the Rock of Gibraltar, determined to do this or to do that, with a mindset. That's not the spiritual way. You've got to find the quiet rhythm which permits you to just keep moving up and up and up and up. Without effort. In the long run, you'll find that when your life is in the hands of the Father, what you have done is realize that you have only the Father's life. You don't have your life and his life. The duality of two lives is over. And your life now, as you begin to realize your identity, your life is not mortal. And you stop your thinking as a mortal. You stop living as a mortal. You stop having mortal needs. You don't know how you're going to do it, but it's going to be done for you very subtly, We are not mortal beings. Now, if you insist on being a mortal being, don't expect any help from the Father. It can flow to you. Divinity flows to divinity. Spiritual help flows to the Spirit. So you're deciding very quietly to lay down your mortal life. That's kind of tough. You say, well, what will my wife think? What will my husband think? What will my children think? What will my friends think? I think you'd better start thinking, what will God think if I don't? You have to become part of the divine family. You can't be divine and mortal. It will be quite a shock for you and for your friends to find the old self isn't there with them anymore. But you can't be divine and mortal. Your priority has to go now to being one with God. And that's something you haven't considered very seriously, perhaps. This is a new life now. It's God's life. It isn't yours. You have absolutely nothing to say about this life. God knows his life. At the beginning, you seem to share it. You discover it's your life. God's life and your life are one life. Now think of the privilege that is being endowed to you to live God's life. You don't have responsibility for that life. God has. Everything you do now is ordained. I want you to get the feel of living the ordained life with a different kind of responsibility than the human had. It's not yours to decide where I shall live, how long I shall live, or what I shall do with my life. You learn to surrender these thoughts. I'm living in your bosom, Father. I'm not interested in where you put me, or where I stay, what I do, how I do it. I know that everything you ordain will be exactly what I must do to attain the kingdom of God. That's my goal. I want a working relationship with the Father directing the show. I work and the Father works. Whatever the Father requires is automatic. Feel a quiet flow. There's nothing in your life that is not governed by the Father. As you sit there in the morning, dwelling in the Spirit, living the God life, you don't even know what the next step may be. You sit there with certainty. You may have thought you had some plans, but as you sit there, your plans are subtly changed. Slowly you're brought into God's rhythm, and you feel the change. The responses in your body are quite subtle. You don't know how your body is readapting to the divine impulse until something moves. It isn't what you thought it would be, but it moves, and you follow it. Until you slowly become aware that something is dictating its divine orders to something in you, and you're just going along for the ride. Something very subtle and silent is indicating that you must go this way, you must do this, you must say this. You feel very comfortable with it. You find that everything you have done as a human being has slowly been lulled out of existence. And you walk into a different rhythm, and somehow that rhythm provides for you. You find that you're hours of eating, what you eat, the way you eat, the things you do, all are regulated by something subtle and invisible. You've got to get to feel this way. And the way is to let go. To subtly surrender your will to the will of the Father. Now we're not human beings any longer. We're living in the Father's will. That will does not apply to one person. The will of the Father applies to the children in his universe. And it blends you in a way that you have to blend in order to mount to the next step. It dictates who you are, what you do, how you do it. You find yourself moving in a subtle rhythm which is quite different than the human rhythm. It's very hard to get to this point. But when you get there, it's just as hard to want to get out. You feel the inevitability of it. You feel that somehow the rhythm of you goes with the rhythm of the universe, so that everything may be at a different rhythm than you. But you're blending. You're not doing anything about it. You're simply part of it. You're part of the flow. Suddenly you feel that you're called to a certain task. You didn't know about it, or you heard about it. Somehow the door is open now. The timing is right. You just fall into line and it gets done. That's because you're living in the acceptance of His will. You're building a trust. This invisible will of the Father is showing me that I am not alone. It considers me in all that it does. Everything that it produces has every son in mind, because the Son of God may appear as different forms, but there's one Son, one being. Now, ever so subtle, a light begins to shine. You hadn't noticed it before. It's shining because it has something to do with you. You can't define it at first, but you realize that it's the Father's love expressing. The Son is loved by the Father. It's thicker than pea soup. You know of its presence. Even though it's invisible, it's not physical, it shines. And you walk in that sunshine. Everywhere you walk now is a sunshine of God's love. You can't turn it off. To have this love, it's like wearing a winter coat. It's something you feel. Something that is so welcome, so unbelievable, that you begin to loosen up a little. You say, well, I have the love of God right here, always around me. I feel it. And that love is such that it won't let me walk into a lion's den. That love is with me ever. No matter where I go, I feel this invisible love. It is protection. It is part of my life. It's part of me. The love of God is worn by my consciousness. And there are things that will happen in your life. You'll feel you should stumble. And what is sustaining you? When you think you should stumble, why didn't I stumble? What sustained me? I am ever with thee, says the Father. My love is with you always. You can do no wrong. Everything you do and say and feel is part of the divine plan of your perfection in God. This happens when you permit the other things to happen first. The trust. When the Father does something that you feel you could not have done yourself, and you know that's where it came from, that builds your confidence. And as your confidence grows, you begin to realize that you have to have the Father's love. You are not a single entity apart from the Father. You live in the Father. You learn your habitat, your habitation is the kingdom of God, and this kingdom is in the Father. When you realize that I live in the Father, something truly happens. There's a war in Yugoslavia. What's that to you? You live in the Father. There's malaria germs. There's a flood. There's AIDS all over the world. But they're in the world, not in the Father. You find that all of the difficulties that the world encounters are in the world. But you, through living quietly with God in your mind, have learned that you live in the Father. And that's the end of all problems for you. When you learn that you can live, have your being in God, then you know what it is to be the Son of God. This assurance has to be earned, however. It is earned only by your ability to say, Father, you have indicated certain things that I should do. I haven't done them. Father, you have directed me in a certain path I haven't followed. Wherever you have neglected to accept the directions of the Father, the will of the Father, you have said to the Father, I am not going to be one with you. We should be two, because I cannot do that. And as you're two with the Father, you open the doorway to everything on the negative side of the universe. When you close the door again, you close out the negative side. It's entirely in your lap as to whether or not you earn the automatic love of the Father. Whether you have the vision of the Father, this may take you a certain amount of years out of your life. You'll call them years, the Father doesn't. You'll say, I've spent so much time to win the Father's approval. The Father knows better. God doesn't have any time. God only works in eternity. So you begin to learn that when you work on a timetable humanly, you're only living a little dream because the Father can't work with you. There's no time in heaven. You take the hours and the minutes and just give them away. There's nothing to stop you from building up this close relationship with the Father. How do you know what the Father wants you to do? The Father will always tell you. And things are never as clear as ABC as you'd like them to be. But with the Father's help, you're going to find that you can make every pattern work so that you're always in the knowledge that you're in the will or out of the will of the Father. Slowly you let the Father build your consciousness of the fact that He and you are one. And by your deeds you will find that you have succeeded or failed in that. Whenever you go counter the will of the Father, you're aware of it. And you can talk to the Father. You can say, is this your will or not? And you can answer the question before He does, because you are given a new sense. You find you have that quality which can look at a situation from a different standpoint than you used to do. You used to cut things down to facts. And make decisions very quickly. But now you let something come through you which says, this is handled in the Father's rhythm. And this you are not handling in the Father's rhythm. And don't be closed to it, open to it. Know whether you are doing it in the Father's rhythm or not. When you see something that you think you want to do, and you do it, and you say to yourself, is this the Father's rhythm or not? Don't be satisfied until you have the approval of something that you do not yet understand. We are passing all of the jurisdiction over our lives to the Father. And slowly His will becomes our will. And there is one will. And this one will becomes the predominant will. When something stands in the way of that will, you do not fight it. You let the Father's will assert itself in such a way that His will becomes the law behind your action. If it does not work that way, then you're going to find that you are in two wills. Now, truly, you must know that you can't spend hours laboring over things that have nothing to do with the spiritual world. If you want a certain ring, you don't say, "Father, should I buy this ring?" If you want a certain object in the physical world, you don't say, "Father, do I buy this object?" The Father has no interest, no desire, nothing to fulfill in that direction. You're going to live outside of the will the moment you make a decision to do this and do that. You've got to wait until there's something says, this is a flow. This flows right with the Father. Do this. You've got to find that inner quiet which permits every little thing your heart desires up to a point and then takes you into a different level where you don't desire these things. This is a level of selflessness. The self isn't gaudy. The self doesn't decorate itself. We've got to find this inner self, which has no human desire. This inner self which lives in a totally different universe than the needs of your outer self. Now let's go about the business of finding the Father's will in all that we do. The moment you start saying, "Father, I need that job, I'll get this job, I need that, I need this, I need the other thing," and you're talking about a material problem, you're wasting your time. The Father makes no human decision. I have given you a body of light. Your function is to live in that body of light. It has no human needs. Now you might think, I do have a problem. I've got to select the job that is right for me. Father, I have two offered to me, this one and that one. And don't you see that the Father has no interest in which one you take? The Father couldn't care less about your physical self. And you're going to find that less and less does your physical self need to be taken care of. You have to choose a color of lipstick. Then you think the Father's going to choose it for you? The Father is concerned with your spiritual life, your development into a living spirit which abandons all physical appurtenances, which lives in the Spirit of God. There's no eternal life in a physical form, so you'll slowly be weaned into that which has life eternally, and away from that which never had life, even though you thought it did. And there will be impulses come to you without a body behind them. They'll come to you because your awareness of them has grown to a point where the same impulse would receive no recognition from someone else. These impulses will be subtle, but you'll know them. And with them, they will carry the entire script that you're to follow. An impulse will come to you in such a way that it will tell you how to deliver it, where to deliver it, whom to deliver it to. It will show you in such a way that you have an inner capacity to look at it and say, this is what I must do. This is only divine. And this begins to build a pathway, an invisible pathway for you. You find you're being led to higher ground. You're being led away from the world. No one will know it. No one will see it. No one will feel it. Your development will come invisibly from these forces that you cannot see but can only know are there. You'll be given the right, the ability to decipher them. Now you've got to get this inner habit started because you've missed a great deal by not being able to listen. And it all starts when you come to the Father and you make it known that you are now spiritually minded and you're ready to play on His team. How will you know if you're spiritually minded? It takes everyone by surprise. Certain things in the world go by. If you respond to them a certain way, that's a material response. If you respond to things a certain way, you come to say to yourself, well, that's funny, I didn't react to that. I stood still. Slowly you're enveloped into a new pattern. And that's the spirit getting you started. You can start with just a word or two, or the suggesting that you look at a certain page of a certain book. A realization of some kind. Some subtle realization that makes you dwell on something you hadn't dwelt with. You begin to get these things developing at you and then in you. Sometimes you look for a repetition. An opportunity presents itself to each of us to put our toe into the spiritual kingdom. And then further, we're going to be prepared in such a way that we build a trust that is invisible. We learn that we can take care of certain items in our daily lives in a certain way that we hadn't done before. And out of all this comes and knowledge that no matter what happens, I will not be trapped in it. I'm going to remain free for some reason that I don't quite understand, but some force is keeping me in a sense of freedom. And when you have progressed to a point that you're able to feel this force around you, even though it has no weight, even though it's not visible, you will know that you are being brought into the kingdom. And the crowning glory will be one day when you are not limited to this body. When you know you're not limited to this body, you'll be able to step out into a body that has no limitation, a body that has no perimeter. A body that is almost another universe. And of course, you will have earned the right to do that, because in this new universal body, you have nothing to say. But you have lived up to that point being willing to have nothing to say. You've been willing to let something else perform for you. Not that you're lazy, but it can perform at a higher level than you can. And as you develop that capacity to watch it perform, then you develop the capacity to let it slowly overtake your consciousness and make you aware of the fact that you are now in another level of understanding, feeling, perception. This body is not a physical body that you end up in. It's taken a slow transmutation from all of the days and hours and years of your willingness to let it go, to depend upon it. And then you find that you have been building your own new body, letting something outside of yourself take over until there is no yourself. Yourself is universe, all of it. This is our direction. It is only built on the slow acceptance of a new way of life, which we slowly build and let something build it for us. And as we build it and build it and build it, finally we are seeing ourselves at a different level. This higher body is the body of the Father, which becomes the Son's body, which is perfect in every way, which has all its needs fulfilled before you ask for it. This is a body we are building for, the one infinite, eternal, spiritual body. We start off so small, so seemingly insignificant, but the strength of us builds as we go. And it's the fidelity that we are able to give to the will of the Father when we do this, instead of taking it in our own hands, that determines whether or not that will develops in you and gives you an element of itself and then makes you self fulfilling. It's a slow process, a careful process. You can't play around with it. It's all the will of the Father, and you have to be tuned so well that you can recognize that will. Many's the time you'll say, "Father, I thought you wanted me to do that." No. That was for you to find my voice within. And when you didn't find it, that doesn't mean you lost my voice. It means you're being trained to find it, to find a direction, to find the little things that slowly become a form, an idea, a basis of future operations. Something that takes you ever so gradually to this higher realm. We walk it first on kittens' feet, angels' feet. But if we listen, not with our ears, we learn what to listen with. Our heart. And then the slow development of your soul. This becomes your new listening capacity. The subtleness of the soul becomes aware of the will of the Father. You're losing a you. And it's so important that you lose that you. As you learn to give part of your will and more of your will and more of your interest, this you isn't here anymore. This you vanishes.